Chris Cooper has been in touch via Facebook. And again, Alistair, I think this one might be for you. He's asking whether MS is definitely an autoimmune problem. And he's asking whether Campath will actually work definitely in the long term.
He's asking a very sensible and a reasonable question, which is that it's all very well for medical scientists and doctors to promote a particular treatments, but do these really work in the long term? Is the immunological hypothesis correct? I think that the problem is that it hasn't really been tested until recently, by which I mean that patients have not been treated at the right stage with drugs that really do the job. Now, in my view, but I would say this, Campath is a good way of testing the hypothesis. You've heard from Anthony Dean that 10 years on, he is normal running marathons and so on, and that's great. That's roughly the experience that we've had with most of the patients who we've treated. We've followed them, or we've looked after them now for up to 14 years, and so far we are very encouraged, as are they, by the lack of any progress. Indeed, many of them are now better than they were when we began. So I think if you do the right experiment, if I can put it in those slightly hard terms, of using a drug that really works at the right stage of the illness, then you can see whether this is going to have a long-term effect. And so far, so good.
Thank you very much, Alistair.
Thank you, Hannah.